Good morning and welcome to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. This morning we'll be holding two public hearings on LD 296 and LD 317. I'll invite Representative Warren to the podium to introduce her bill.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Tepler, Representative Dudera, and respected colleagues of the Joint Standing Committee on Environmental and Natural Resources. My name is Sophie Warren, and I represent House District 124, which includes the coastal part of Scarborough. Thank you for the opportunity to present LD 317, an act to enact the Safe Cosmetics Act. The bill before you this morning aims to protect consumers from the harmful effects of certain chemicals commonly used in cosmetic products. The language of this bill before you today was voted out of your committee last session on a 10-to-1 vote in support of the exact language that you see here. It did not receive the financial support it needed, and so it's before you today. This bill has received due consideration, input, and compromise from a variety of stakeholders, some of whom I believe will be speaking before you today or otherwise submitting written testimony for your consideration, including Sarah Woodbury of Defend Our Health and Andrew Hackman of Personal Care Products Council. I hope you will see both the history of work on this bill and the problem this bill seeks to solve as worthy of your support for the good of Maine people. Big picture, this regulation will ensure that cosmetic products available in Maine do not contain certain harmful substances that pose scientifically proven risks to consumer health. This bill will prohibit, beginning January 1st, 2027, the distribution, sale, or offering for sale in this state of cosmetic products containing certain intentionally added ingredients, included but not limited to lead, mercury, or formaldehyde. This bill proposes reasonable consideration for retailers in the state, a person distributing, selling, or offering for sale a cosmetic product that does not violate the act if the cosmetic product contains only a technically unavoidable trace quantity of a prohibited ingredient due to impurities from a natural or synthetic ingredient used in the manufacture of the cosmetic product, from manufacturing process or from storage of the cosmetic product, or due to migration of the ingredient from the packaging of the cosmetic product. Moreover, when a retailer purchases cosmetic products from a manufacturer and it is later determined that those cosmetic products contain these ingredients that prohibit the retailer from distributing, selling, or offering the product for sale pursuant to the act, the retailer is entitled to full refund from the manufacturer with respect to the product, including shipping and other related costs. Finally, the department is authorized to adopt rules to implement the Safe Cosmetics Act, and the rules in this draft are considered routine technical rules. Maine can take an important step to regulate toxic chemicals in cosmetic products through the enactment of the Safe Cosmetics Act. Moreover, such consumer protections are nothing new for the state of Maine. We have a strong record of implementing laws which regulate chemicals in consumer products and have demonstrably shown to protect public health. A few notable examples include the toxic chemicals in children's products. Maine has enacted the Kids Safe Products Act, which requires manufacturers to report the use of certain chemicals in children's products. The law identifies chemicals of high concern and establishes a reporting mechanism to track their presence in children's products, in products intended for children. It aims to reduce children's exposure to toxic substances and promotes safer alternatives in consumer goods. The list goes on: safer chemicals in packaging, phthalate restrictions, flame retardant restrictions. These and many other laws and regulations demonstrate Maine's commitment to safeguarding public health and the environment by reducing the presence of toxic chemicals in consumer products. They aim to encourage the use of safer alternatives, promote transparency in product labeling, and limit exposure to harmful substances for both adults and children. And you'll see in the second footnote at the bottom of page 2, I just wanted to note there is federal preemption that makes it so we're not allowed to add disclosures of these substances. So the only way forward, if we believe that these products are worthy of not being widely available, or if we think that consumers would opt out if they knew about them, the only way forward at this time would be to ban them outright. So by enacting the Safe Cosmetics Act, we build on previous important work our state has done to implement specific regulations to safeguard consumers from the potential health impacts of toxic chemicals in cosmetic products. These regulations aim to ensure the safety and well-being of individuals using cosmetic products in the state by reducing their exposure to harmful substances. For at least the past 50 years in this country, products sold in the United States have been subject to greater scrutiny for their association with various health impacts, particularly for women and girls. One significant concern has been the use of certain chemicals that have been linked to adverse health effects. For example, some cosmetics contain lead, which is found to cause neurological damage, particularly in children and pregnant women. Additionally, certain hair dyes and hair straightening products were found to contain harmful chemicals such as formaldehyde and coal tar, which have been associated with an increased risk of cancer. Moreover, the presence of hormone-disrupting substances like phthalates and parabens in cosmetics raised concerns about their potential role in reproductive disorders and hormonal imbalances. To address these health risks, regulations and restrictions on certain chemicals and cosmetic products have played a crucial role in mitigating the harms faced by consumers. These regulatory actions have helped protect public health by reducing exposure to harmful chemicals and preventing the associated health impacts that we know are there. By prioritizing consumer safety and implementing stricter standards, the regulation of certain chemicals and cosmetic products has contributed to improving the overall consumer well-being and public trust in the United States. By prohibiting the intentional use of restricted substances and establishing compliance measures, this act seeks to ensure the safety of cosmetic products available in this state. Maine can take these important steps to regulate toxic chemicals in cosmetic products through the enactment of the Safe Cosmetic Act, restricting the intentional use of certain chemicals and providing guidelines for manufacturers and distributors of cosmetic products in the state, and as part of that, making whole those that are unintentionally harmed by the process of this ban. The goal here is simple: to protect consumers from the potential harmful effects of certain chemicals commonly used in cosmetic products. By prohibiting the intentional use of restricted substances, this act seeks to ensure the safety of cosmetic products available in the state, which is a goal I think that we'd all share. I appreciate your time and consideration of this legislation, and I would be happy to answer any questions. I have received a couple already by members of the committee past the time I submitted and wrote this testimony, so I wanted to add other states where this has already been enacted with these specific other, I'm sorry, other states where these specific chemicals have been outright banned include Oregon, Maryland, Washington State, and California. And in addition, by the implementation deadline 2027, New York State will have also banned mercury. For those also that are interested to see some of the history on this bill, the original legislation passed last session is LD 1908. And the reason it's back before you today, which I neglected to include in my testimony, I think I mentioned it, but just to say it was not funded at that time. So that's what brings it before you today. So I would be happy to answer any questions. I am a little out of my depth here for sure. So I know there will be those that come later that can speak more to the technical specifics, including how to pronounce some of the chemicals that we're discussing today. But thank you. Appreciate your consideration.
Okay.